Despite the number of existing cartridges these days, there's not a single one that can extinguish the class and useful 22 rimfire rifles. Anything that you can think of, hunting, training, and honing your marksmanship, the 22 long rifle cartridge can do them all. And it has been doing so for over 130 years already. But how do you know about the 22 LR rifle? Hey, this is your boy Ted from Line 45, and today, I will give you an elaborate rundown on some of the important things that you might have missed or forgotten about the 22 LR rifle. But first, let me do this quick plug. Hit the like and subscribe button. You can see all those buttons below this video. I know it feels like a hassle, but those simple clicks mean a lot for my channel. Now let's get back to the good stuff. Barrel length has diminishing returns. One should already know by now that the 22 long rifle cartridge is small and only uses a modest amount of gunpowder at best. This is the reason why the amount of pressure it produces is quite limited. What this means in actual shooting is that a 22 long rifle bullet reaches its maximum velocity faster than larger calibers. Now, through numerous studies and ballistic tests, it was determined that the optimal barrel length of a 22 LR rifle is between 16 to 18 inches. With this barrel length, the gunpowder in the cartridge gets enough time for it to burn fully and cause the gas to expand. It helps push the bullet to its maximum velocity while being accelerated by the expanding gases. There's always this misconception that longer barrels make a 22 LR rifle more accurate and efficient. But that's not really the case. The longer the barrel gets, the more surface area that bullet has to engage with while it's traveling through the bore. This contact causes friction, which, in turn, produces resistance. Beyond 18 inches, the bullet begins to slow down, given that the pressure behind it has already dissipated. Plus, the remaining friction from the extended barrel will cause the bullet to gradually lose its acceleration. The drop in pressure is bad for small cartridges like the 22 LR. Hence, I really recommend that you only get 22 LR rifles with 16 to 18 inch barrels if you want to get the most out of every bullet. Barrel twist rate matters. Let's discuss another aspect of the barrel of 22 rimfire rifles, which of course is its twist rate. Basically, the twist rate dictates how fast the rifling inside the barrel spins the bullet. This is commonly expressed in the form of a ratio. For example, the most popular twist rate is 1 in 16, which means that the bullet achieves a single full rotation for every 16 inches of the barrel. If you scout the market right now, most of the rimfire rifles you can see have 1 in 16 barrels. The reason for this is quite simple. This twist rate is ideal for stabilizing standard 36 grain to 40 grain bullets. Of course, this is your typical weight range of today's 22 long rifle ammo. A 1 in 16 twist rate delivers the right amount of spin to keep these bullets stable in flight, which in turn optimizes their accuracy. However, here's something that you need to know as well. Look, whenever you use a subsonic or a hypervelocity round, the usual 1 in 16 twist rate isn't always the most effective for stabilizing the said bullets. The heavier subsonic bullets will need a faster twist rate, such as a 1 in 12 or 1.14 twist rate, for example. On the flip side, hypervelocity rounds are lighter, so they work better with a barrel with a slow twist rate. The moral lesson here is to only use bullets that match the twist rate of your rimfire rifle. Otherwise, it will impact the gun's accuracy or cause the flight of the bullets to become erratic. Weak primer ignition. This is something that I need to address because, let's be real, no gun is perfect at all. Even the so-called immortal reliability of Glock isn't that absolute. Failures do happen from time to time for a number of reasons. Now, the 22 long rifle cartridge has a distinct rimfire design that places the primer compound around the inside of the rim of the cartridge instead of in a separate primer, just like the setup of centerfire cartridges. While the design seems harmless on the surface, it's actually not. This design is prone to inconsistent primer ignition, especially in older rimfire rifles when used with bulk or low-quality ammo. Basically, the primer compound doesn't always get distributed properly throughout the rim. If you can visualize it, such a phenomenon causes weak strikers, or even misfires, when the bullet doesn't fire correctly while the firing pin hits the rim. Again, the issue here is misfires in 22 long rifle rifles. But keep in mind that it only happens frequently when you bulk or low-quality ammo. These misfires aren't fun to experience, especially since you have to eject and discard the round manually, or fire them again instead. So does this mean that high-quality 22 long rifle ammo can solve the problem? Most probably, but I am sure that it's a surefire fix. Between a rimfire and a centerfire rifle, the centerfire platform has a better ignition system. So even with the best 22 LR rifles, poor primer distribution in the rim can still lead to occasional misfires. Not all 22 long rifle ammo are semi-automatic friendly. Modern 22 LR rifles use semi-automatic action for obvious reasons. Despite that, you should know by now that these semi-auto rimfire rifles are quite ammo sensitive. You see, semi-auto rimfires are dependent or reliant on the pressure generated by firing the cartridge to cycle the action. So, whenever you are using subsonic or low-powered rounds, these rifles may not generate a sufficient amount of gas pressure that is required to cycle the bolt fully. What happens next is a series of reliability problems, ranging from feeding, ejection, and cycling issues. Any of these problems can cause jams or malfunctions that could disrupt your shooting session. It's annoying, I know, and that's the very reason that you need to be very careful when buying semi-auto rimfires. Also, it's worth remembering that most of these semi-autos are factory-tuned to function properly with high-velocity or standard 22 long rifle ammo rounds, as they produce enough force to engage the action smoothly. This is also the reason why I trust bolt-action rimfire rifles more than their semi-auto counterparts when firing underpowered rounds. They aren't using gas pressure to cycle the action. Instead, it's you, the shooter, who operates the bolt manually. You don't have to worry about a certain pressure threshold to keep the rifle running. If you are keen on buying semi-automatic 22 long rifle rifles, it's important that you experiment with different ammunition types to find what works best with your particular firearm. At this point, it's only trial and error that can save you from future inconveniences. Bullet drop and wind sensitivity. Many of us would like to think that a 22 long rifle is good for long-distance shooting. I have to forgive you if that's your expectation. Cause in reality, a rimfire rifle isn't actually the best choice for hitting targets at great distances. Don't get me wrong, though. These 22 long rifle bullets, they are quite accurate at short ranges. That's a guarantee. However, this accuracy is severely affected by factors you have no control over, such as wind and gravity. These elements are more felt the longer the bullet travels. No gun out there can still out-physics their way to accuracy. You see, beyond 100 yards, the bullet drop becomes more significant because, first, as I mentioned, a 22 long rifle bullet has low velocity. And second, the bullet is inherently light. But how about proper zeroing at shorter distances? Even if you achieve such a feat, there's still a need for you to factor in elevation adjustments. As long as your target goes past 50 to 70 yards, you have to be meticulous in your adjustments. Additionally, 22 long rifle bullets are extremely susceptible to wind drift due to being light. The mild crosswinds along the Appalachian Mountains can cause the bullets to drift off course, significantly affecting accuracy at longer ranges. It's not only the 22 long rifle bullets that are affected by these forces, but it's undeniable that the effect is more pronounced in our favorite rimfire cartridge. Never underestimate the impact of the terrain or the elements in the accuracy of your shots. Sometimes, it's not the rifle that has the problem. In some cases, it's the shooter who failed to compensate for both bullet drop and wind drift that can be blamed. That's it for now. Thanks for watching. If you like this video, please hit the subscribe button and notification bell. Just press all the buttons. Those little clicks are free, but they help the channel a lot. Stay sharp, stay safe, and remember, it's not just about the shot, it's about mastering the craft. Until next time, lock and load.